It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, we'll find out why eating ugly food can help solve a major problem with food waste in the United States. First, despite the falling price of crude oil, you may have noticed that gas prices have taken a big and unexpected jump in Wisconsin in recent days. Some cases, gas has jumped by 50 cents or more overnight, leading to some frustrated drivers at the pump. Issues at a Midwest refinery seem to be the culprit, so what's going on there, and when could things start to turn around? We've got Jim Ritterbusch here with us now. He's president of Ritterbusch & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
So I mentioned that refinery problem here in the Midwest. What do we know about what's happening there?
Well, it was a major malfunction at a large unit in Whiting, Indiana, a BP facility that accounts for about 300,000 barrels a day of production. So it's sizable, and this particular facility could be down for as long as a month. So that's tightened supplies in the Midwest.
And how big a jump in prices have we been seeing around the Midwest?
It varies, but on average, it's been around 12 to 16 cents in most areas.
Now, this runs counter to what we're hearing on the international markets. Crude oil hitting the lowest point in 6 years this week. On that end of things, why is crude oil so cheap right now?
Well, crude oil is seeing six-year lows as of about 2 hours ago. So we dropped down to below $42 in nearby WTI crude futures. And that's being driven almost directly by the shale revolution in the United States, where we're looking at highest production in roughly 45 years. OPEC has not cut production to match this increase. Furthermore, we've just had an array of negative items that included a strong U.S. dollar, the currency devaluation in China, weak diesel prices globally. So it looks like crude's going to stay under some downside pressure here for some time, and we should see this spike in Midwest gasoline prices reversed here within the next couple of weeks.
Now, I wonder if oil prices could be so low, and yet one refinery partial shutdown can bring prices up so much for gas. Is this considered in the industry kind of a bottleneck?
Well, gasoline is really the only portion of the entire energy complex that I would call balanced. In other words, supply of gasoline is pretty much right in line with the average of the past 5 years for this late summer period. When you look at crude oil and diesel supplies, we have a big surpluses in contrast. So the gasoline market is very sensitive to any what we call refinery glitches that can take a significant amount of production off the market for 3 or 4 weeks.
We're talking to oil industry expert Jim Ritterbusch about a substantial jump in prices at the pump for gasoline, despite, as we've been hearing, cheap six-year low prices for crude oil. Let's talk about the demand side of gasoline for a bit, Jim. When prices went up some years back, you know, flirting with that $4 mark in a lot of places, there was talk of us changing our driving habits, oil, demand for gasoline going down. A, did that happen? And B, are we getting back to our the habits we had before that happened?
It's the latter. We're getting back to the previous habits. As an analyst, one thing that's really surprised me this year, Rob, has been the big increase in demand. And this has been a response to the lower prices that's really cranked up driving miles considerably. And dynamic has been accelerated by lower unemployment levels. So demand is running more than 4% above a year ago on a cumulative basis through the first 7 months of this year. And historically, that's a big jump.
So we're driving more. Do we see, maybe this is outside your interest area here, are people still interested in gas mileage and new car purchases? Are we seeing those trends turning around now that gas prices had come back down?
Yeah, Rob, this year's trend has been decidedly in the direction of SUVs, large trucks, pickup trucks. As cost of gasoline and diesel have declined, you've seen gravitation toward these bigger gas-guzzling type automobiles.
Now, something that's been a political issue on and off over the years, we've heard accusations that the U.S. doesn't have enough refinery capacity, enough refineries. It's too hard because of regulations to expand current operations or build new refineries. Is that the sense from within the industry?
No. We are producing at a strong 96% of capacity within the U.S. at the present time, but we do not have a shortage of refinery capacity. Globally, there have been some huge refineries built in recent years in places such as China and India, and these Asian facilities are reducing the need for a strong U.S. Refinery activity. As a matter of fact, we're exporting huge amounts of diesel and large amounts of gasoline. There hasn't been any major new facilities built in the United States in 30 or 40 years. But at the present time, we simply don't need any more refineries.
One of our papers here in Wisconsin, I think it was the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, mentioned a couple consumers at the pump saying, hey, prices are going up just in time for August vacations and time for Labor Day weekend, saying, this is done on purpose to maximize profits during a peak driving time. Does it work that way?
No, not really. Nobody really has control of the market, and there's no concerted efforts to prop up production. We tend to see wholesalers stocking up supplies ahead of the various holidays across the summer. And when they stockpile, that tends to force what we call rack prices higher, and some of that passes through to the pump. But it's a free market here in the U.S. as far as gasoline prices are concerned.
And when one refinery cuts production dramatically for repairs, is it possible, do we have the transportation infrastructure in place for other refineries around the country to pick up that slack, and we import more gasoline from other parts of the country here into the Midwest?
Well, we can import more gasoline into the East Coast, but it's difficult here in the landlocked Midwest to let rising imports satisfy occasional shortages like we've seen here this week. So we simply have to draw more product out of the Gulf Coast region. And that takes a little time. And beyond that, we simply have to wait a couple of weeks for this refinery to come back on stream. And in the meantime, I think we've seen the worst, and I see us probably gravitating back on down as early as next week. And I'll also add that the Midwest had been about 15 cents or so below U.S. average gasoline prices. So to some extent, this is just some catch-up.
Jim, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Jim Ritterbusch, president of Ritterbusch & Associates. He joined us to talk about the recent jump in gas prices here in Wisconsin and around the Midwest.